Nintendo Switch 2 bakal sumping enggal.
The Nintendo Switch 2 is coming soon.
Angela Merkel nyata chancellor awewe heula di Jerman.
Angela Merkel was the first female chancellor of Germany.
Manha ngaladen ti 2005 dugi ka 2021.
She served from 2005 to 2021.
Merkel mangrupikeun pamimpin anu kuat.
Merkel was a strong leader.
Manha gaduh isi anu jelas pikeun Jerman.
She had a clear vision for Germany.
Loba jalma mut kana kapamimpinana.
Many people remember her leadership.
Dina kasoh ditna kuwarga.
She is missed by many citizens.
Kebijakanana ngeunaan persatuan sareng perdamaian.
Her policies were about unity and peace.
Loba-loba nagara ngahontal deui pikeun bimbingan.
Many nations looked to her for guidance.
Angela percaya kana ilmu sareng kamajuan.
Angela believes in science and progress.
Manu pentingna kana lingkungan.
She focused on the environment.
Warisanra abdi baris lami-lami-lami.
Her legacy will last for a long time.
Manha ngarobah Jerman pikeun anu leuwihad.
She changed Germany for the better.
Angela Merkel mangrupikeun bagian tina sajarah.
Angela Merkel is a part of history.
Atletico Madrid jeung Barcelona teh dua tina klub manbal panggedna di Spanyol.
Atletico Madrid and Barcelona are two of the biggest football clubs in Spain.
Rivalry maranhanana tepi kabita jeung pinuh ku sajarah.
Their rivalry is exciting and full of history.
Dina pamain akhirna, Atletico Madrid menang 3-2.
In their last match, Atletico Madrid won 3-2.
Pertandingan ieu nunjukkeun kakuatan sareng keterampilan maranhanana.
This match showed their strength and skills.
Maranehna man kalayan alus pisan sapanjang kaulinan.
They played very well throughout the game.
Dua-dua tim gaduh loba kasempetan.
Both teams had a lot of chances.
Barcelona oge ulin, tapi henteu bisa nulis core.
Barcelona also played well but couldn't score.
Aranjeuna ngagaduhan sababaraha kasempetan anusa.
They had some good opportunities.
Atletico Madrid ngajaga kalayan sah.
Atletico Madrid defended very well.
Ieu ngahalangan Barcelona tina meunang kaulinan.
This kept Barcelona from winning the game.
Sanggeus ulin, para fans muji Atletico Madrid.
After the match, fans praised Atletico Madrid.
Duanana tim nembongkeun kinerja anusa.
Both teams showed great performance.
Statistik tis kaulinan ieu bakal dianalisis.
The statistics from this game will be analyzed.
Penggemar bal sepak bola salawasna ngantosan pertandingan sapertus kieu.
Football fans always look forward to such matches.
Pendidikan mangrupikeun bagian dasar tina pangwangunan manusa.
Education is a fundamental part of human development.
Nagara nu beda parantos ngembangkeun modul pendidikan unikna.
Different countries have developed their unique educational models.
Di Inland, pendidikan ngarasakeun kabagjaan siswa.
In Finland, education focuses on student well-being.
Siswa ilubi perhatian di penilaian nu kirang resmi.
Students engage in less formal assessments.
Di Jepang, pendidikan ngutamakan disiplin jeung hormat.
In Japan, education prioritizes discipline and respect.
Ieu nyababkeun rasa anu kuat ngeunaan komunitas di antara murid-murid.
This leads to a strong sense of community among students.
Dina Amerika, okusna mindeng nyorong kana nguji.
In the United States, the focus is often on testing.
Pendekatan ieu sering nyiptakeun stres di antara pamilon.
This approach often creates stress among learners.
Nagri sapertos Inland ngagunakeun pendekatan holistik anu langkung.
Countries like Finland use a more holistic approach.
Ieu ngamajukeun kreativitas sareng keterampilan mikir kritis.
This promotes creativity and critical thinking skills.
Sapanjang dunia, aya seueur sistem pendidikan.
Around the world, many educational systems exist.
Sabarang sistem bongkeun kabudayan sareng sajarahna.
Each system reflects its culture and history.
Ngerti budaya ieu bisa ningkatkeun atikan global.
Understanding these differences can enhance global education.
Antisipasi nungurilingan album anyar Sleep Token, anu judulna Caramel, Karasa.
The anticipation surrounding Sleep Token's new album, titled Caramel, is palpable.
Ansparantos antosan waktos ieu kukituna nuturkeun perjalanan ban saprak dirina.
Fans have eagerly awaited this moment, having followed the band's journey since their inception.
Sora anu unik tina band, hiji usion tina sababaraha genre, geus narik perhatian anu satia.
The band's unique sound, a fusion of various genres, has garnered them a devoted following.
Unggal track dina album ieu nganjurkeun pikeun ngedapkeun gaya sajak band, ngagabungkeun melodi ethereal sareng instrumentasi berat.
Each track on this album promises to encapsulate the band's signature style, blending ethereal melodies with heavy instrumentals.
Kritikus geus mimiti ngaduga ngeunaan pangaruh potensial album kana dunya musik.
Critics have already begun to speculate on the album's potential impact on the music scene.
Panggemar ngalap spekulasi in Caramel, tiasa janten deui dina jalur grup sareng ngangkat senimanana.
Fans speculate that Caramel could redefine the band's trajectory and elevate their artistry.
Kalayan ngaluarkeun tanggal anjeuna ngadeketan, karesepna ngagancang antara pamain anu diehard.
With the release date approaching, excitement mounts among the diehard fans.
Nalika rilis deket, dia sosial rengsku spekulation jeung hipotesis penggemar.
As the release approaches, social media buzzes with speculation and fan theories.
Aya diskusi ngeunaan tema lirik jeung arah artistik nu Caramel bisa nyandak.
There are discussions about the lyrical themes and artistic direction that Caramel may take.
Kalayan strategi pamasaran anu rumit, peluncuran album dijadwalkeun pikeun pikabunga pamiarsa anu langkung lega.
With elaborate marketing strategies, the album's launch is set to intrigue a broader audience.
Akhirna, Caramel siap ninggalkeun tanda anu henteu tiasa dilupakan dina genre.
Ultimately, Caramel is poised to leave an indelible mark on the genre.
Janten ans ngantosan peluncurana, aranjeuna mikirkeun kamungkinan anu tiasa Caramel nyiptakeun.
As fans anticipate its release, they ponder the possibilities that Caramel could unfold.
Jean Louis Trintignant, hiji ngaran anu sinonim sareng bioskop Perancis, geus kenging kasenian sareng panalungtikan sadaya waktos karirna anu garang.
Jean-Louis Trintignant, a name synonymous with French cinema, has garnered both admiration and scrutiny throughout his illustrious career.
Media sering ngagambarkeun anjeuna salaku sosok anu rumit sareng misterius, nyandak rasa panasaran umum.
The media has often portrayed him as a complex and enigmatic figure, piquing public curiosity.
Kritikus ngaguarin ieu gambaran, sanajan pikasieuneun, sering ngaleungitkeun jero usaha artistikna.
Critics argue that this portrayal, while intriguing, often overlooks the depth of his artistic endeavors.
Kanyaha kasadaran pikeun nampi rupa-rupa peran, mimitian ti pamingpin roman dugi ka studi karakter anu jero, ngabuktikeun ersatilitasna.
His willingness to embrace diverse roles, from romantic leads to profound character studies, showcases his versatility.
Salajengna, persepsi anu diwangun ku narasi media tiasa sacara signikan mangaruhan warisanana.
Moreover, the perception shaped by media narratives can significantly impact his legacy.
Pangatur nuansa jalma publik sareng kahirupan pribadi ngajak pamahaman anu langkung jero ngeunaan komplikasina.
The juxtaposition of his public persona and private life invites a deeper understanding of his complexities.
Akhirna, narasi Jean Louis Trintignant saksi kana hubungan rumit antara seniman jeung pamiarsa.
Ultimately, Jean-Louis Trintignant's narrative is a testament to the intricate relationship between an artist and the audience.
Ngali-ngali analisis anu jero, hiji jalma tiasa hargaan lapisan anu netepkeun Jean Louis Trintignant salaku ikon.
Through thorough analysis, one can appreciate the layers that define Jean-Louis Trintignant as an icon.